We're now moving on to number 18, urgent matters for debate. This is another motion put forward by Councillor Stock.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Members, I just have a copy of the motion in front of them. I'm grateful to you, Madam Chairman, for agreeing to take this as an urgent item. This issue has only arisen since the deadline for putting motions under notice closed Friday a week ago, because it was the weekend before last that this seemed to kick off in the press, this issue of the accident and emergency unit at Colchester General Hospital and a major incident being declared. My motion, I won't read my preamble, Madam Chairman, I think that stands self-explanatory. I will just quickly read my proposal and see if I get a seconder, which is that this Council instructs our Chief Executive to write on behalf of the Council to the Secretary of State for Health with copies to the Prime Minister to demand, one, a full and frank update on the situation as a matter of urgency, two, an assurance that everything possible is being done to make the improvements necessary at the hospital, and three, a copy of the plan for improvement, including a timeline and an understanding of the consequences of deadlines not being met.
Oh, Councillor. We have two seconders now. We have so it's well and truly seconded. Would anyone like to speak this motion?
Giles.
Would you like, Councillor? Would you like to talk to your motion, Councillor?
Yes,
Stock?
I
sorry.
Would. I would.
No, I'm getting confused after tonight. Sorry.
I have, Madam Chairman, attempted to word a motion which is sort of tactful and delicate, if you like, in addressing the really quite serious concerns that I'm fairly confident every single member of this Council shares, that when we're told that we shouldn't be going to A&E at Colchester General Hospital, when that is our local A&E department, it is extremely disturbing. When you couple that with the fact that we've heard in the press there's been a major incident declared, but we're not really sure what that major incident is all about, and if we read, and I've quoted in my article there various quotes that I've taken directly from the major national newspapers, not the tabloids but the big ones, and you couple that with the fact that the hospital is also in special measures, it is a deeply concerning issue. Having said that, I'm very concerned that we're not seen to be critical in any way of the hard-working medical staff and all staff, frankly, at the hospital, who do a fantastic job in very difficult circumstances. And as Councillor Henderson said previously, he must be feeling greatly demoralised and disillusioned and dispirited by being constantly told how terrible their hospital is. I've tried to make it quite clear we are in no way criticising them. I'm not intending in this motion to criticise the management of the hospital or even the board of directors that run it or the chief executive, because quite frankly I don't know what it is that I'm criticising. All I know is that when I hear that the accident emergency department is declaring a major incident, that we're getting press releases suggesting that we have to make alternative arrangements like treating ourselves or seeing a pharmacist instead of going to A&E, alarm bells are ringing, and they're ringing for me, they're ringing for, I suggest, all members and for the 150,000 odd residents across the district. I thank Colchester MP Sir Bob Russell, who has been ever sort of vigilant and very much in the public eye on this issue, and I would like our other members of Parliament, and there are several of them who represent constituents who are affected by this issue, obviously the two tendering MPs, Bernard Jenkin and Douglas Carswell, I believe Priti Patel, possibly, I'm not sure if the Colchester General Hospital boundaries extend into Maldon area, but certainly there's at least four members of Parliament, and we seem to be hearing just from Sir Bob at the moment, and I appreciate that it's called Colchester General Hospital, so the press goes straight to the Colchester MP. But there are hundreds of thousands of other residents who don't live in the constituency of Colchester who are greatly affected by this. And I think some could say, because of the geography of this district, they are affected even worse, because frankly we have got nowhere else to go. It's a hell of a long way from Walton, Frint and Harwich to get into Colchester at the best of times. And if you're being told you can't go to Colchester General Hospital, then where on earth do you go? I think it does highlight the issue that the Clacton Hospital and the Harwich Hospital need to be cherished, need to have more investment and have more services on offer to take a lot of the strain off the Colchester General Hospital. I think we need to come up with a new way of work calculating funding for hospitals, because in a coastal district, and okay, Tendring's got the longest coastline of any district in the country, but Great Britain, England, we're a coastal nation. We always have been. It isn't a new thing having a coastline. And the issues of peripherality, the issues of living on a coastline, have always been there, and yet no government has ever successfully tackled them. A hospital in Harwich won't stack up compared to a hospital in the middle of London in terms of its immediate population. Of course it won't. But there needs to be an accounting factor for that, which puts extra resource and extra money into that hospital, and likewise with the one in Clacton. When you have a situation that's been mentioned on other issues tonight, nothing to do with this hospital, that Colchester is the fastest growing town in the UK, it necessarily follows, surely, that there's going to be extra demand on the A&E department, and that the hospital generally, if the population has gone up massively, if it's the fastest growing town in the country, doesn't it stand to reason that the hospital is going to be under immense pressure? And yes, there's expansion taking place at the hospital, but is it enough? So, Madam Chairman, I won't go into massive detail in moving the motion. I think it's fairly straightforward. I think we all know what we're talking about. I welcome comments from other members, though, and I move the motion. I commend it to the Council.
Councillor Watling was next.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chairman. I don't know whether I won the race to second it, Gary, but I'm quite happy either way. But I absolutely do second this motion. It was alarming enough that the hospital went into special measures, and then when the major incident was announced, I thought we're really... We, as a council, above anything else, we represent those 150,000 or so people, as Councillor Stock said, and we should know what's going on, and that's what this motion does. It will inform us, so we'll be able to make educated comment on what's happening and what's being dealt with. At the moment, we don't know enough, and this motion does that, and that's why I'm happy to second this. Thank you.
Councillor Guglielmi.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yes, when I saw this motion, I had to read it very carefully. As most people know, I was the recipient of their services for quite a long time, and I still am at the moment. And it's been said that the staff there are so dedicated, it's quite unbelievable how the action of a few people have dragged the hospital down in such a deep hole, you know. And I was very, very pleased to hear Councillor McWilliams' announcement this evening that shows true leadership in community leadership in this field to arrange for the chief executive of the hospital to come along and be questioned by members. And yes, I agree with Councillor Oxley that they should take questions on the night, because that's such a subject that affects just about everybody in the district. I do welcome the fact that government should be made aware of this, and they should be looking into the problems that continue to plague the hospitals. But I've got nothing but praise for the treatment and how they treated me whilst I was in there, and the time that I'm still carrying on going. So therefore, I really would like to understand why the actions of a few people have dragged a hospital down in the manner they has. But I do support the motion.
Councillor White.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I rise just certainly to support this motion. Some members may know, I have a daughter who's a consultant in an A&E department. And what she tells me, Colchester is only the tip of the iceberg. It applies to 9/10 of the accident and emergency departments across the country. They're all suffering from the same sort of problems at the present moment. And reading between the press reports that we've had, they really do seem to go just purely for all the adverse comments that they can hope to find. I would like that when we do report this, and certainly at the meeting that Councillor McWilliams has been talking about, that we really stress our support for the marvellous work that the existing staff do. And I too have had reason just to attend the local branch, and they really are superb, and they're working their socks off. And to read some of the comments that are made in the local press, I think it's disgusting. So, members, I do hope that you can unanimously support this motion.
Councillor Scott.
Thanks, Chairman. I do appreciate it. I'm Giles, you're quite welcome to second it. I'm quite happy about that. I said to Neil on Friday that I would second his motion, but Giles beat me to it. But I do fully support this. And my family have used the hospital at the General Hospital this year. My mother was treated there, and she sadly died, and then my dad was treated there. And there are wonderful doctors there. There are wonderful consultants and nurses. They do a lot there at the General. And when I hear nurses and medical staff treated badly in terms of, oh, this, it's absolutely outrageous. They do absolutely a lot at the General. A lot of my residents, I do go to the Colchester General because we do have a surgery in Alresford and it's only opened at just an hour, and some of my residents go to other areas for medication and help when it comes to NHS stuff. They go to Great Bend and such like. But this General Hospital, in my view, has helped hundreds and hundreds of people, and they really need to take it of this, and it's going to like cause further problems for other people. And I wish Linda McWilliams all the best, and talking to the management board there, and express our views here, because our views here are important. People in Tendring elect us to tell people like you, Linda, to go and tell the people at the General Hospital, because without us, without the members of the public telling us, telling you, and the General Hospital will not know. And I think it's very important that we do fully support this motion, because our Colchester General Hospital is so important for the district, Colchester Borough and surrounding areas. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Swott. Councillor Broderick.
Obviously, support this motion. The CCQ are totally the wrong people to be dealing with the problem. The two groups that need to be sorted out and asked is the staff and the patients. Nobody's asking them. When you send the government last time after the Keogh report, and which resulted in Dr. Coutts going, the chief executive officer, the government said, we're going to send in an army called the CCQ. What do you do when you send an army in? The wagons are circled and everybody shuts up because they're frightened to say what's wrong. There's an underlying culture at the hospital that needs sorting, and government officials really are not the people to do it. It needs business people to go in and, independent of the government, and ask the staff what they want to do and what they... So we'll support this motion, absolutely.
Thank you, Councillor Broderick. Councillor Stock, do you want to come back on that talk? Stock. Now we've got someone else. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Councillor Kelver. Sorry. Do carry on.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. Firstly, may I thank Councillor Stock for tabling the motion. I think it is very important that this council has its say on this very important issue, and Councillor Stock has given us the opportunity to do so. May I also thank Councillor McWilliams for the steps she's taken, because, again, it's given this council the chance to put its points of view on behalf of the residents, and, again, it's a very welcome move. So thank you very much to both of you for that. I do take issue a little bit with what was just said about what is actually a CQC, because, in fairness, if the CQC hadn't have done the spot check, how long would this situation have continued without anybody being aware of it? I think the staff are as much victims in this situation as the patients and the residents of the Tendring District. And I think questions really do need to be asked as to why, as Councillor Stock has pointed out, press releases are coming out which are more spin than fact, and that it would appear difficulties are being covered up rather than addressed. And I think these are the issues that really do need to be addressed and taken forward on our behalf, not only on behalf of the residents of the district, but also the staff at the hospital.
Thank you, Councillor.